The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
The Nicole Sandler Show. Questioning authority daily. And that could be the very reason why YouTube is upset. Hey, YouTube. The music bed you hear beneath my voice is from a broadcast sound library that I paid for and have the receipts. So I've got your copyright violation right here. And now, here's Nicole.
Ah, it is Social Distancing Tuesday. And that's the beautiful thing about doing a show online is we can do a big group get together with as many people as we want, and we're all safe. Hey, we can call it group therapy. We can call it social distancing. We can call it the Nicole Sandler Show. And, you know, and hey, we're all in it. And we can invite as many people as we want. So if you're home, working from home, playing hooky, whatever, you're usually working at this time, welcome aboard. Come on in. The water's fine. Welcome to our, you know, regular party. And it's Tuesday, so the Gotta Laugh will be along because this is our regular Tuesday get-together. Yeah. Wow. What strange times we're living in, huh? There's that old, you know, we ascribe everything to the Chinese, right? An old Chinese adage that says, may you live in interesting times. I don't know if it actually came from the Chinese. We know the coronavirus did, right? As Donald Trump says, it's the Chinese virus. What a fucking xenophobe bigot he is, right? Anyway, I'd rather live in boring times, if it's okay with you. Right now, I mentioned this last week. There used to be a thing called a slow news day. It used to happen in August a lot. People would go on vacation in summer in August when things were dead. I don't remember the last slow news day we had. Anyway, there's a lot going on. We'll get to it. We will. But I do have something, a funny. This one actually came out on Saturday, and I was thinking, or Sunday. Sorry, it hit Sunday. Oh, Sue Sorensen, home for a 14-day quarantine. And let me tell you, this weekend, yes, I did, thankfully. Broward County schools are closed for the next 2 weeks, but they haven't closed the animal shelters yet. And let me tell you, they're not very crowded. So if you are home, there you go, Patricia in the YouTube chat room. Also, I'm self-quarantined since last Friday. If you are home, and you're going to be home for the foreseeable future, and maybe you've considered getting a new pet, go to your local animal shelter. I'm so concerned that many of them are going to be closing their doors sometime in the next few days. Those animals are going to be neglected. Bring one home. I'm sure even if you're not ready to, you know, bite the bullet and make the real lifetime commitment, they will let you foster a dog or a cat for the next couple of weeks. Get them out of the shelter. Take one home. Who knows? Maybe you'll fall in love and it will be a foster fail and you'll wind up adopting them in the long run. But get those animals out of the shelters for the next couple of weeks anyway. Please. It'll do you both a world of good. All right. There's my plea. I was able to adopt out a number of dogs this weekend and it was wonderful. So go think about it. Yeah. See, all schools close in Ohio for 3 weeks at least. And the primary today in Ohio, yes, was postponed. We'll get to that in a moment. They actually probably all should have been postponed. And I hate saying that elections should be postponed. But I'm sorry. I think in Florida today, where you have a very high percentage of elderly population, I don't think you can trust the results because I think a lot of people are too afraid to get out and vote. And reliably so. But I do want to start with the video that dropped on Sunday morning. It was a great way to start my weekend for sure, but I had to wait till today to play it for you. But Randy Rainbow did it again. So get ready. He hit this one out of the ballpark. So take it away. Randy Rainbow, strap in for this one. Get ready. Here we go.
Thank you. No secret that a dangerous, scary, and infectious disease has been dominating the news cycle of late, and it's here to chat with us now. President Trump, thank you so much for taking the time. Sir, you originally called the coronavirus a Democratic hoax. Now that it has become a major health crisis around the world, do you regret that response?
That's just a continuation of the hoax, whether it's the impeachment hoax or the Russia hoax. This is what I'm talking about. Certainly not referring to this. How could anybody refer to this? This is very serious stuff. And that's the hoax. That's what I'm talking about.
But, sir,
the state of this bug is blurry. Everyone's hypertense, anxious, afraid, unsettled, and upset.
I want to thank Mike Pence and everybody for the job they're doing. We have a great team.
You tell us not to worry. Passing the ball to Pence? Politicizing a global pandemic threat.
There's no reason to panic. You will probably, you'll be fine.
In other words, while you're worrying more for your own re-election bid, a person could develop COVID. You can say it's a con, but the stock market's still on its way to hell. You can call it a hoax, but it's hard to make jokes when there's no Purell. While your goal is deflection from this new infection that you can't spell, a person could develop a cold.
At President Trump's direction, this is an all-hands-on-deck effort.
A parasite such as this one latches on to its host, typically getting thrown under the bus.
This morning we talked a great deal about additional medical supplies.
Acting like a physician, hoping to hold its post while osculating the gluteus maximus.
From the moment that this country learned of the spread of the coronavirus, President Donald Trump took a decisive action.
In other words, just from kissing Trump's ass by indulging his ego trips, a person can develop chapped lips.
We're all in this together.
He can pray every day till the gay goes away. Hey, it's worth a shot. He can climate deny till the oceans are dry and the earth gets hot. But if praying that deadly diseases don't spread is the best he's got, some persons could develop a cold. Let's see. It says here, of spreading coronavirus, currently risk is low. Oh. Turn off the lights and hide, though, just in case. That doesn't sound terribly comforting. Lock yourself in your bathroom. Scrub till your tendons show. But don't touch your hands, the faucet, the soap, or your face. My God, what have I done? In other words, from too much information and not enough testing kits, a person can develop the shits. You can spray all the hand sanitizer wherever the virus lurks, but good luck finding any on Amazon or Bath and Body Works. If the experts assembled to save you are led by a bunch of jerks, a person can develop a cold.
Fast-moving developments in the coronavirus outbreak.
And furthermore, just from Googling symptoms until you've become obsessed, I have that, a person can get very depressed.
Oh, yeah.
So you calm yourself down while surrounded by all your home remedies. And you click on your favorite Real Housewives to put your poor mind at ease. Blow up your phone with alerts every time they hear someone sneeze. Girl, a person can develop a tick. Ow, a crick. Oh, or make himself sick. From the wiping, overhyping, and a POTUS who acts like a prick. From a lack of intelligent leadership and a headline that's getting real old.
Pandemic.
A person can develop a bad, bad cold.
You'll be fine.
Girl, get tested.
Girl, get Thank tested. You, oh, yes. How great is Randy Rainbow? Oh, my goodness. He is just so amazing. He's the best. Really, it takes a special kind of talent to be able to make us laugh at the coronavirus. Seriously, right? How just awesome is he? That really, that was great. There's other stuff going on. I have other stuff that I can share with you that I think I should probably save until Laffy is here. You know what? I'm going to share one other with you. I was going to save this actually for another day this week, but this one is not really like a comedy song. And I got a time. I'm a little disturbed. I reached out to my old friend. I've mentioned a couple of times that Bill Mumy. You remember Billy Mumy? He was Will Robinson from Lost in Space. Remember Danger, Will Robinson? Well, Bill Mumy has worked. He's still a working actor. You see him all the time on things, and I think he's involved with the reboot of Lost in Space that's on Netflix now. I haven't watched it. I should check it out. But Bill is a musician, and he's a great guitar player and songwriter. And we became friends years ago when I lived in L.A. and did radio. And he was in a band called The Generators with Miguel Ferrer and David Jolliffe and a few other great musicians. And I haven't spoken to him in years, but he's one of my favorite people, and I adore him. And he put up a video on Facebook the other day that was so good, and I just texted him out of the blue and asked him if he'd come on the show. And what I got back from him is that he's really kind of freaked out by this whole coronavirus thing, as many people are. And so he's like, you know what, I'm not doing anything until this blows over. But he did give me permission to play this song on the air. So I'm going to share it with you. This is Bill Mumy and his way of dealing with the coronavirus. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll see the video. If you're just listening, you'll hear the song. It's from my dear old friend, Bill Mumy, to the millions of people who grew up with Lost in Space. It's Will Robinson, Bill Mumy these days, no longer Billy. Here we go. One more fun song, or a feel-good song anyway, in a time when most of us are not feeling so great. Take it away, Bill.
Well, hello, people. What a crazy scene. Here we all are in quarantine. Let's not go crazy. Let's do what's best. Try taking deep breaths. Get lots of rest. 'Cause we're social distancing now. But someday soon, I hope, we'll be dancing together again. In the meantime, wash with lots of soap. Don't be cranky. Don't freak out. Cough into a hanky. Try not to pout. 'Cause we're social distancing now. But someday soon, I hope, we'll be dancing together again. Meanwhile, wash with lots of soap. Catch up on reading. Watch TV. Maybe Lost in Space, featuring me. Listen to some music. Yoga's good.
Yeah.
Stay hydrated like you always should. Because we're social distancing now. But someday soon, I hope, we'll be dancing together again. Meanwhile, wash with lots of soap. One of these weeks, months or days, things will go back to normal crazy ways. Then something new will come along, do it all again.
Ah, yeah. That is the awesome, sorry, whoops. The awesome Bill Mumy. Mumy. You can find him on Facebook, Bill Mumy. Lost in Space, yes. You remember him from that, from The Twilight Zone. Remember this? This? Come on. My Wallow sound doesn't want to play.
You're a bad man. You're a very bad man. And you keep thinking bad thoughts. He was a bad man. So I turned him into a jack-in-the-box. A jack-in-the-box that still had his bad face.
Yeah.
And so, you mustn't think bad thoughts either, or I'll do the same thing to you.
And he'll wish you into the cornfield. So that's Bill Mumy. Or he was Billy Mumy then. And now he's Bill Mumy and doing great songs and stuff. So hopefully once this all blows over and Bill is back to normal, he'll join us on the show again. Anyway, so I saw him posted that on Facebook yesterday. I thought I'd share it with you. So we're all kind of freaked out. I'm with you. My kid, who's only 20, she'll be 21 in May, is really freaked out. I've said this last week, I'll say it over and over again, but we are in uncharted territory here. We don't know what's going to happen. We've never been here before. So one thing that I said, and I'm going to throw it out there, you know, they're talking about sending us each money, you know, doing an Andrew Yang and sending us each $1,000. That's all well and good. Here's the thought I had. You know what they need to do is press the reset button. Wipe out all debt. Globally, start over. Wipe the slate clean and start from scratch. How's that for an idea? Think about it. Start over. Wipe the slate clean. Here's another thought. While we're in this limbo period, think back to 2008 when we had this major financial meltdown that was all predicated on the global, on the mortgage crisis, the mortgage meltdown. And what they did, they being our government and all its infinite wisdom, they bailed out the banks. But we, the mortgage holders, got screwed. We were fucked over. We got no relief. The banks got the relief. But we got stuck holding these huge mortgages, and many of us, hello, lost our homes. Some of us, it's just now playing out 10, 12 years later. Hello. So here's what they need to do. And I said they should have done this last time. Of course, nobody listened to me. What they should have done last time is give the same bailout, but do it through the people who owed the banks the money in terms of mortgages. Right? Give us the money with the provision that that money be used to pay down the mortgage. So the bank still would have gotten their money in the end, but it would have been funneled through those of us who had the loans, and it would have come through us to the bank. So our mortgages would have been paid down. They still would have gotten their money, but we would have gotten relief as well. We all would have been made whole. So do the same thing now. Give us the money to pay down the loans. The banksters will get their money in the end, but we'll get relief too. Just a thought. But to bail out the banksters and the airlines and the huge corporations who don't pay taxes right now is the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. That is not okay. That we will not stand for again. Can I get an amen? We will not stand for it. We say no. Hell no. Hell fucking no. Okay? We in agreement here? Funnel the money through the people. All right. All right. Let's take care of the news. And we'll come back on the other side with Gotta Laugh because... oh my God, there's a lot to talk about today. So I'm not going to do it live. Let's do this because there's so much. Oh, by the way, in addition to the pre-recorded What's News, this is Bloody Tuesday. I mentioned earlier that Donald Trump is calling the coronavirus the Chinese virus. Well, the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs just announced that they are expelling all of the American reporters from the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and the Washington Post. And they're not allowing them to work in Hong Kong either. This is unprecedented. So at a time with a global pandemic that began in China, we have no American reporters in China any longer. Welcome to the wonderful world of Donald Trump and his great leadership. That's right. Well, they were mean to us. Vote this man out of office now. And here's the rest of the news.
I read the news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It's a rapidly changing and highly volatile world in which we're living. As now, even the president's propaganda mouthpieces at Fox are starting to take the coronavirus threat seriously. Social distancing is no longer just a good name for a band, but something we're all putting into practice. Tuesday is still primary day in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. It was supposed to be election day in Ohio as well, but after a federal judge refused to reschedule the election until June 2nd, the governor said the state's health director is declaring a health emergency to order the polls closed. Louisiana, Georgia, and Kentucky have also postponed their primaries. More closings and cancellations are being announced, like NASCAR races and the Kentucky Derby. California officials announced a complete lockdown of the Bay Area, including San Francisco. It requires people to stay home except for essential needs. San Francisco Mayor London Breed saying, quote, "The new public health order that we're announcing will require San Franciscans to remain home, with exceptions only for essential outings. These measures will be disruptive to daily life, but there's no need to panic." New York, Los Angeles, and Washington State have all announced public buildings will be shut temporarily. The U.S. death toll climbed to at least 81, with 25 of those deaths associated with the Life Care Center in Kirkland, Washington. The Dow Jones plunged nearly 3,000 points on Monday as the U.S. begins to shut down schools, bars, restaurants, and theaters in an effort to try to slow down the spread of COVID-19. And the market on Friday morning opened up around 400 points in the early moments of trading. Within 15 minutes, it was already teetering into negative territory. The roller coaster ride continues. U.S. researchers on Monday began a first test of an experimental coronavirus vaccine. Doctors injected the arms of four healthy volunteers at the Kaiser Permanente Washington Research Institute in Seattle. The potential vaccine for the COVID-19 coronavirus was developed in record time following the outbreak in China that ignited the pandemic. Kaiser Permanente study leader Lisa Jackson said just before the test began, quote, "We're team coronavirus now. Everyone wants to do what they can in this emergency." Some of the 45 volunteers who will get two doses a month apart said they were glad to be part of the experiment. Working with urgency, Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin on Monday succeeded in untangling details in a House measure in time to see it approved for a second time in 4 days, clearing the multi-billion-dollar coronavirus response bill for Senate action, hopefully as early as Tuesday. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer urged Congress to move next to adopt the proposed $750 billion stimulus measure, which would resemble in size the rescue package adopted after prolonged partisan bickering on Capitol Hill following the financial crisis of 2008 and 2009. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is asking Congress to approve another massive economic stimulus package of around $850 billion. This one will be presented by Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin Tuesday to Senate Republicans. It's mostly devoted to flooding the economy with cash through a payroll tax cut or other mechanism, with some $50 billion directed specifically to helping the airline industry. At a White House briefing on Monday, Donald Trump finally acknowledged what the experts have been telling us for weeks, that the coronavirus is a real threat and is not under control.
You're not saying it's under control, right?
I'm not referring to it, meaning the... Yeah, if you're talking about the virus, no, that's not under control for any place in the world.
It's not under control for any place in the world. This is not about gotcha. I'm glad the president has landed where he's landed. But let's note, this is quite different from what we heard from the president just yesterday. Let's roll that sound.
It's a very contagious virus. It's incredible. But it's something that we have tremendous control of.
But if the comments from Trump are confusing you, you're not alone. The best bet is to listen to the experts like Dr. Fauci and ignore the morons like Trump. On Friday, the Orange Menace made heads explode when he disrespected PBS NewsHour's Yamiche Alcindor, who asked a legitimate question about his administration's irresponsible closing of the office charged with planning for such a pandemic 2 years ago.
First question is, you said that you don't take responsibility, but you did disband the White House pandemic office, and the officials that were working in that office left this administration abruptly. So what responsibility do you take to that? And the officials that worked in that office said that the White House lost valuable time because that office wasn't disbanded. What do you make of that?
Well, I just think it's a nasty question, because what we've done is, and Tony has said numerous times that we've saved thousands of lives because of the quick closing. And when you say me, I didn't do it. We have a group of people. I could ask perhaps my administration, but I could perhaps ask Tony about that, because I don't know anything about it. I mean, you say we did that. I don't know anything about it.
You don't know
we're
about
spending,
the,
no,
about the
I don't
reorganization
know.
That happened at the National Security Council.
It's the administration. Perhaps they do that. You know, people let people go. You used to be with a different newspaper than you are now. You know, things like that
it's
happen.
It's not with a newspaper.
Okay. Please, go ahead. We're doing a great job. Let me tell you, these professionals behind me and these great, incredible doctors and business people, the best in the world. And
asshole.
I can say that, whether it's retailers or labs or anything you want to say.
It was just about 2 weeks ago that Donald Trump defended the closure, claiming that, as a businessman, he hated seeing people sitting around doing nothing.
This experience at all give you pause about those?
No, because we can get money and we can increase staff. We know all the people. We know all the good people. It was a question I asked the doctors before. Some of the people we cut, they haven't been used for many, many years. And if we have a need, and we can get them very quickly. And rather than spending the money, and I'm a business person, I don't like having thousands of people around when you don't need them. When we need them, we can get them back very quickly.
And despite massive failures in terms of preparedness and testing, and Trump being unwilling to shoulder any responsibility, he was asked to grade himself and his administration for their response so far.
Mr. President, the other day you said that you were not responsible for the testing shortfall. Very simple question. Does the buck stop with you? And on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your response to this crisis?
I'd rate it a 10. I think we've done a great job. And it started with the fact that we kept a very highly infected country, despite all of even the professionals saying, no, it's too early to do that. We were very, very early with respect to China. And we would have a whole different situation in this country if we didn't do that. I would rate it I would rate ourselves and the professionals. I think the professionals have done a fantastic job. As far as the testing, you heard the admiral. I think the testing that we've done, we really took over an obsolete system, or put it maybe in a different way, a system that wasn't meant to do anything like this. We took it over, and we're doing something that's never been done in this country. And I think that we are doing very well. We took the system, we worked with the system we had, and we broke down the system purposely. We broke it down in order to do what we're doing now. And within a short period of time, and even now, we're testing tremendous numbers of people.
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. While you're there, please click on that donate button. God, I feel like we need a palate cleanser after that, don't we? All right, so before we bring Laffy on, a little bit of a palate cleanser by way of a political ad. Let's do this. All right, here we go.
That needs a test gets a test.
The idea of anybody getting it easily, the way people in other countries are doing it, we're not set up for that.
Well, while Donald Trump lied to protect his own political interests, the coronavirus spread across America.
We're testing. We have a tremendous testing setup.
We don't have enough tests today to meet what we anticipate will be the demand.
Dr. Fauci said earlier this week that the lag in testing was, in fact, a failing. Do you take responsibility for that?
No, I don't take responsibility at all.
Top officials are warning that the spread of coronavirus in the U.S. appears inevitable.
No, I don't think it's inevitable. I don't think it's inevitable.
You know, we have thousands or hundreds of thousands of people that get better just by, you know, sitting around and even going to work.
Oy. If you are sick, stay home. You don't know what you have, stay home.
The vaccine is coming along well, and in speaking to the doctors, we think this is something that we can develop fairly rapidly.
The ability of a vaccine, even to scale it up. You're talking about a year to a year and a half.
And you know, in April, supposedly, it dies with the hotter weather.
Right. This virus reacts very poorly to heat and dies.
There is no evidence that this virus will fizzle out when warm weather approaches.
Now the Democrats are politicizing the coronavirus. This is their new hoax.
Right.
120 confirmed cases.
335 confirmed cases.
500 cases.
781 cases. More than 1,000 confirmed cases in this country.
There are well over 1,600 confirmed cases here now, and at least 41 deaths.
We're prepared, and we're doing a great job with it. And
yeah.
It will go away. Just stay calm. It will wash through. It will flow through. It goes away. It's going away.
Trump's lies are costing American lives.
If the news gives you the blues, here's the perfect place to go. It's Tuesdays with Gotta Laugh on the Nicole Sandler Show.
Oh, every Tuesday we get together with our pal Gotta Laugh. Now we get her on the line. Hello?
Yes, you've reached the Trump Corona Apocalypse Hotline.
Okay, it's just one of those days. Is anybody there? Let's try. Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hello.
Well, hello. You've reached the Trump Corona Apocalypse Hotline.
Okay, so you're working. I guess you're remotely working.
I work from home.
Okay.
Where I belong.
Yes.
I belong at home. Press 1 if you think Trump supposedly tested negative for COVID-19 because, well, even the virus doesn't want anything to do with him.
Yeah.
Press 2 if you think Trump also tested negative for a heart, brain function, compassion, humanity, honesty, deal-making, fidelity, parenting, ethics, charm, command of the English language, and appeal to either sex.
Yeah, 2.
Press 3 if you think Trump's sycophants are checking with the CDC to see if the virus can be transmitted through aggressive ass-kissing.
Licking.
Have a nice day.
Yeah. How is it possible he is not positive? I mean,
it's not. I don't even know. How did he get the results back so fast?
Well, in 24 hours, I guess. I would guess they could get it back in 24 hours, but
it was less than 24 hours. He said he got it last night.
Uh-huh.
He said, I got it last night. And it was the next day where he was talking. It wasn't even 24 hours.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I'm sure. Look, first of all, they'd be irresponsible not to have tested him throughout this entire thing, especially when they know that people that he's been in close proximity to had tested positive. And I would think they're testing him every 24 hours. They have to.
You really think he's going to let them stick that thing up his nose and down his throat?
I think they have to.
I don't think he'd let him. I really don't. I think he'd, you know, maybe do it once and say, I'm never doing that again.
I don't think he has a choice.
Well, he probably doesn't. But knowing what we know about him,
mm-hmm.
That's what he would do. He would get nasty. He would fire. So I don't even know.
Yeah.
I don't trust anything he says. Fauci, I trust his expertise, but he still kisses Trump's ass.
Well, he
every
does.
So often.
You can hear him. You can literally hear him walking on eggshells around him.
Yes.
You heard.
Yes.
When he was asked about Trump getting tested, and he said, "I will leave that up to Donald Trump and his doctors." And he was asked, should he get tested? And he said, I'll leave it up to Donald Trump and his doctors. And then he was asked, the specifics for somebody in his position who had been in close proximity to others who have tested positive. He said, absolutely, they need to get tested. And then they asked him specifically about the president. He said, I'll leave that up to him and his doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes, that's what he does. Yep. But I did like a couple of times the visual of him pushing his way in front of the mic and in front of Trump to correct all his lies.
Yeah. Yep.
That was a good look. I like that. So
do you know that Fauci is like 79 years old?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he better be careful because he's the prime candidate then.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe he should he should stay home and isolate.
He should. He should what is the term?
Distancing.
Again? Social distancing. This is our new buzz term. This is something that at the end of the year, it's going to be the new term that enters the old Oxford English dictionary or whatever it is. It's a term that we had never heard before, but social distancing is going to be the buzzword of 2020.
And the person of the year will be the big picture of the virus. You know, that the ball that drops down on New Year's.
The
little spiky things that come out.
Yeah, they look like suction cups that, you know, if you throw it against the wall, the suction cups are going to grab on and they'll.
It's so true. Yeah. But it still reminds me of the New Year's Eve ball.
Oh, the ball.
Drops because, anyway, I've got a number of tweets. Do you want to go and let the birdies out?
Sure. Let loose the birdies. Birds can't disseminate the coronavirus. Tweets. My brain is just fried right now. I'm on such overload that that's why I couldn't think of the suction cup word.
I am
anymore.
Right there with you. I was thinking today before I came on, how is my brain going to function?
In the YouTube chat room says they're called dentrals, those suction cuppy things. I guess
Thank you for that. Okay. Well, I stopped functioning. I don't know if you saw my tweet. Little thread yesterday, but my son who has Crohn's, he informed us yesterday. I love how he tries to protect us like it's going to do any good because eventually we're going to know stuff.
Yeah.
But he's an adult, so people know he's not a little kid. Uh-huh. He had surgery, as you know, a few months ago, and he was doing much better. He gained like 10 pounds back, and I was thrilled. Well, now he tells us that he had an MRI, which he does every so often. And it showed inflammation and some ulcerated areas, which is awful. And he hasn't been on medication because he had the surgery and he's been trying to put off putting poison into his body. But now he has to. So what he has to do is he has to get infusions. He has to go to a place, sit there, as you know, other people with other medical problems do, and they infuse him for, a half hour, an hour, or something like that.
Yeah.
And then he goes home. And so he got really nervous about that. After this, though, luckily, as opposed to his other infusions that he used to take, I think he'll be able to give himself injections at home. But until this first one is over, so he has to go in Friday and sit there and do that. And he's, of course, nervous about walking into a place. And the good news is it's a local infusion center. So it's just a boutique, you know, small. It's not like a hospital.
Right. Good.
And he's prepared, you know, he has gloves, sanitizer, everything he needs, but it's still very unnerving, you know, to have to do that.
Yeah, I hear you.
So I've been freaked out for the last 2 days over this. So my brain's fried. So I'm going to go right to a tweet because I don't want to talk about that anymore. I don't even know why I did. Hi, MSNBC, said Laffy on Twitter. Maybe instead of misleading hype promo tease, test for a cure happening now, lead with it won't be ready for a year and a half, but they're testing a vaccine now.
Right.
A vaccine is not a cure. Implying that the test for the cure is happening now as if we're all going to be able to get it.
No, a vaccine is far from a cure. A vaccine is a vaccine, and we're still a year and a half away from it. They're just the first trial of the first people being tested.
Right.
Yeah.
They have four people.
Yep.
And they're going to, and yes, they did get the trial ready quickly. Yep. That was good.
Yep.
But that is still going to be at least a year to a year and a half away in terms of the public getting it. They have to produce it. They have to. There's so many logistics involved for them to hype it the way they hyped it on MSNBC, and I'm sure other outlets have done the same.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, that pissed the hell out of me. Here's something from Randy Rainbow.
Ah, he's so good. That video was so good. That was just what I needed Sunday morning too. It was perfect.
That was so good. I don't know how I missed not. I didn't see that. His tweet was yesterday when asked to describe his coronavirus symptoms, Idris Elba reportedly answered,
"None
better than cats."
He said that he has no symptoms. I wonder why he got tested then.
Yeah, I wondered that too. And how did he manage that one?
Well, I think he's not here. I think he's probably in another country where it's easier to get tested.
Oh,
we are in the United States of America where, you know, we've been told over and over again that we have the greatest healthcare system in the world. And that maybe not the best system, but the best care. Well, now I beg to differ. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Maybe we have the best trained doctors, but we don't have the best care. It used to be if you could afford it, we had the best care money could buy. But now even if you can afford it, we don't have it because we have an idiot running the country. And he fired the office that was responsible for planning for such an emergency 2 years
ago. As he's in court fighting ACA.
That's right. As he's in court fighting to kill the Affordable Care Act. Actually, Allison, my daughter, has been staying home because she's really freaked out by this coronavirus. And so yesterday I played for her the movie Sicko. And now she's even more freaked out because she wasn't aware, you know, look, is she just knows life with health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. Because as long as she can remember, she's had insurance through Obamacare. And she didn't know what it was like before Obamacare. And when she saw the scrolling list of the things that they could not only deny you coverage because you had them, including autism and acne, or that they could deny, you know, cancel your coverage because if you filed a claim, and then they could go back and see that when you were a kid, you had acne and you didn't disclose that when you bought your policy, that they could come back and deny your cancer treatment because you didn't disclose that when you were 14, you had acne. She could not believe it. As I was explaining to her why we need Medicare for All now. So that was an eye-opener for her. But there you go. That's an aside.
Welcome to our world.
Yes.
Okay. So let's see what this one is. Okay, so Yamiche Alcindor said, she tweeted, Trump on coronavirus curve and need for social distancing. We want to save a lot of lives. If we get too steep in that curve, you're going to lose a lot of lives, perhaps unnecessarily. So Jim W50, I think, is he a follower? Or he might be. Nope, he just decided to add on. Your house burned down. Everything's gone. Your dog perished. Your kids are in the hospital. But hey, I finally did call the fire department. Doing his best Trump. Yeah, I mean, that's basically what Trump is doing. He's taking a whole bunch of credit for something he never did. Okay, so then Yamiche Alcindor also said, Trump says... Oh, this is yesterday. Trump says he's spoken to his son and has told him things are bad. It's bad, Trump said repeatedly.
Can I just share with you something? This is making its way around the interwebs. And actually, I took some time today and I started trying to pull the clips from it. And then I realized I can't, I'm not going to waste my time doing this just because I can't stand his voice. But here's a timeline of Donald Trump. On January 22nd, Donald Trump said, we have it totally under control. It's one person coming in from China. It's going to be just fine. He said that. I had the quote. I pulled that.
February, five going down to zero. Remember that?
Right? February 2nd, he said to Sean Hannity during the Super Bowl interview, we pretty much shut it down coming in from China. On February 19th, he told a Phoenix television station, I think the numbers are going to get progressively better as we get going along. 4 days later, he pronounced the situation very much under control and added, we had it at 12 at one point, and now they've gotten very much better. Many of them are fully recovered. February 24th, the coronavirus is very much under control in the USA. Stock market starting to look very good to me. February 25th, CDC and my administration are doing a great job of handling coronavirus. I think that's a problem that's going to go away. They have studied it. They know very much. In fact, we're very close to a vaccine. That was February 25th. On the 26th, the 15 cases in the U.S. within a couple of days is going to be down to close to zero. We're going to be very substantially down, not up. February 27th, one day it's like a miracle, it will disappear. On the 28th, he said, we're ordering a lot of supplies, we're ordering a lot of elements that frankly we wouldn't be ordering unless it was something like this, but we're ordering a lot of different elements of medical.
Yes, elements of medical.
Elements of medical, I remember that one too. On March 2nd, he said, you take a solid flu vaccine, you don't think that would have an impact or much of an impact on corona? I remember that one, too. And they're like, no, a flu vaccine would have no impact on the coronavirus, you fucking idiot. On March 2nd, he also said a lot of things are happening, a lot of very exciting things that are happening, and they're happening very rapidly. On March 4th, he said, if we have thousands or hundreds of thousands of people that get better just by, you know, sitting around and even going to work, some of them go to work, but they get better.
Oh, yeah.
And then that was March 4th. And then on March 5th, he said, I never said that people are feeling sick should go to work. The same day.
I remember. So right? This is like, right? It just happened. Yeah.
Yep, the
I
same mean, day. Just happen. March 5th. This was just 12 days ago, less than 2 weeks ago. March 5th, he said, the United States has, of now, only 129 cases and 11 deaths. We are working very hard to keep these numbers as low as possible. That's right. He was, by saying no one can get tested. That's how he was keeping the numbers down. March 6th, I think we're doing a really good job in this country at keeping it down, a tremendous job at keeping it down. That's right, at keeping the numbers down. March 6th, anybody right now and yesterday, anybody that needs a test gets a test. They're there. And the tests are beautiful. The tests are all perfect. Like the letter was perfect. The transcription was perfect, right? This was not as perfect as that, but pretty good. This fucking moron was saying the letter, he was talking about the phone call, the transcript that wasn't really a transcript because he couldn't even get that right. And then March 6th, he also said, I don't need to have the numbers double because of one ship that wasn't our fault. Then he kept going, March 9th, this blindsided the world. And March 13th, I take no responsibility. Here's what
Dr. Fauci said earlier this week that the lag in testing was, in fact, a failing. Do you take responsibility for that? And when can you guarantee that every single American who needs a test will be able to have a test? What's the date of that?
Yeah, no, I don't take responsibility at all because we were given a set of circumstances and we were given rules, regulations, and specifications from...
Ugh, I can't. Okay. It's not my responsibility. Remember Freddie Prinze Jr.? It's not my job, man.
Yeah.
It's not my job. It's not my responsibility. It's Obama's fault. It's all Obama's fault. It's Obama's
fault. Well, I got to zip through these. Are you going further with this?
No, I'm done. Go. I'm sorry.
Okay, because I got a bunch of these. Yesterday, this applies... You'll know.
Not my
Matt Visor of Washington Post said, Trump administration officials say people should not gather in crowds larger than 10 people.
Right.
No small irony that there are nearly 10 administration officials at the podium in a briefing room filled with reporters.
More than that. Did you notice, though, how empty the briefing room has been? And they're staggering. It's one reporter, empty seat, reporter, empty seat, reporter, empty seat.
It's more than that. They're doing, I think, two or three seats in between.
Oh, are
except
they
Except it's interesting to watch them rub by each other as they squish into their seats, you know, like as you're
room.
Going through.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of defeats the purpose. Daniel Dale tweets, first he tweets, asked about his change in tone yesterday. I hate that anyone's saying that, but change in tone yesterday.
Yeah.
Trump says... I've seen that where people actually liked it, but I didn't feel different. I've always known this is is a pandemic. He then claims it was a pandemic.
Bullshit.
Long before it was called a pandemic. And then
bullshit.
Daniel Dale.
Sorry.
Yeah, bullshit is right. Daniel Dale says this was predictable. Trump trying to wipe away the memory of his weeks of playing down the crisis. And then he goes on. CNBC on January 22nd. Mm-hmm. Are there worries about a pandemic at this point? Trump's response, no, not at all. And we're we have it totally under control. It's one person coming in from China and we have it under control. Exactly. It's going to be just fine.
It's one person coming in from China.
Ding, it's ding. Pandemic. Okay, then Sam Stein, quoting Trump. The only thing we haven't done well is to get good press.
Bullshit.
Thank you.
Right.
Okay, this one just pissed the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Trump was calling his pandemic team stars.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's nobody's fault that the system's not in place. Calls Fauci a new star, a new TV star. He's been calling them stars like this is nothing but a show and is as if his criminal negligence hasn't caused anyone to die. You know, this is just, I don't know how anyone, Republicans, I don't know how you can look at this. And no matter how many judges and, oh my God, by the way, speaking of judges, this is totally off topic, but what's his name? McConnell apparently has been talking to judges, trying to talk them into retiring.
Oh God.
So that he can get more in.
Oh God.
Oh anyway, God. That was like a nightmare right there.
Oh God.
So he keeps taking credit. This is all during the press conference today. He kept taking credit for preparing for all the stuff he didn't prepare for.
Oh, and kept saying what a great job they're doing. We're doing a great job. We're doing a great job.
But he kept saying, like, basically, we knew all this was going to happen, and we were ready for it, and we knew this is all because of us. We've anticipated it. This is going as planned. We knew exactly how it was going to be, you know, and it's gone bing, bing, bing. You know, we haven't missed a step. He's totally gaslighting. I mean, he's not even – oh, my God. Then, as you pointed out, Daniel Dale reported, asked about his use of the phrase Chinese virus. Trump says it was his response to China spreading conspiracy theories about the U.S. military and coronavirus. Quote, rather than having an argument, I said, I have to call it where it came from. It did come from China.
Hey, Bill Mumy, what do you say about Donald Trump? Oh, damn it. My wall's not working. Damn it. Damn it. You know, just when I need my buttons to work and I push it and it doesn't. Here we go.
You're a bad man. You're a very bad man. And you keep thinking bad thoughts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll wish you to the cornfield. So sorry.
Little Billy.
Yeah.
Little Billy.
You're a bad man.
So Sven Henrik, who is a founder of Northman Trader. .com. I don't know.
Okay.
He said February, Bernie socialism. Oh, I'm sorry. February, people were saying Bernie socialism is bad. Don't know. Bernie's a socialist. March, we're sending checks to Americans immediately.
Socialism. You know, and again, can I just say what I said at the outset? Back at, you know, after 2008, and I was screaming, you're bailing out the fucking bankers. Funnel it through us, through the people who have these fucked up mortgages. It'll go to the banksters anyway, but at least give relief to the homeowners who are stuck with these fucked up mortgages. They didn't. They bailed out the bankers, and we're stuck, you know, suffering. This time they want to do it again? Hell fucking no.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
It's not going to happen this time. Through us. Give us the money and let it funnel through us to pay the bills.
Right. When we spend money, that's how the economy improves.
Of course.
And it's so basic. And
I know. Right.
Okay. George Takei.
Yeah.
Takei. Sorry.
That's okay.
He said, we need to rename COVID-19. Trump likes to call it the Chinese virus, huh? How about COVID-45?
I like that. By the way, it's not COVID-19 because there were 18 of 18 versions of it before. It was because it emerged in 2019.
Right. They should actually call it COVID-2019.
But what
does anyone know? But COVID-45 works for me because he is a virus. He's a
or how about COVID-Trump?
That works.
He likes to put his name on everything. Fuck the 45. Sure. Put his name on it. He owns
it. Yeah, he likes to brand everything.
That's right.
Let's have a brand of virus named after him.
Just call it the Trump bug.
Yeah, the Trump bug. He does kill people constantly with all his little antics.
Yep.
So, sure. Bree Newsom,
She said this is the hypothetical situation yeah?
that Schiff has been described, that Schiff described mm-hmm. when arguing why Trump needed to be removed from office, mm-hmm. that there could be a disaster and Trump could withhold resources from state and local governments yep. while threatening them to do what benefits him politically or yes. financially.
Yes.
That is exactly what Schiff warned about.
Right. Now here's what scares me. So today's election day, Florida, yeah. Illinois, Arizona, Ohio postponed it till June. I have really mixed emotions about this. I don't think mm-hmm. anybody should be going to a polling place today to vote. I'm in Florida. I voted a few weeks ago by mail. I get yeah. an absentee ballot. I vote yep. absentee here because I don't trust the lines in Florida. So I do it. I vote. I get my vote by mail ballot. We drop it off at the supervisor of elections office. And yep. so I see it's already there. I can check my status. I can go on the website and see that it's already there, the status yep. that they've
That's
received.
That's exactly what we do. So, exactly.
But... So I wish that everybody would take advantage of that, but they don't. And so today is election day in Florida. We've got a very large elderly population in Florida. I don't think those elderly people should be standing in line to vote today. That said, I don't like the idea of postponing elections. I wish they would extend the absentee voting period and just mail out ballots to everyone who hasn't gotten one and extend the voting period that way to give right. everyone a chance to vote. What I fear is Donald Trump is going to take this precedent to delay yeah. or cancel the election. That is
absolutely.
My biggest fear.
The other idea that I liked, along with the absentee ballot one, which I've been pushing for forever, and we do just what you do. I walk it into my uh-huh. city clerk. Is a drive-by drop-off. Uh-huh. You can pick up a ballot, yep. fill it out,
and drop it off at
either a box or, you know, just a drive-by thing. So,
right. So you get a receipt to say that yeah. we received your ballot. It doesn't say how you voted because you can't right. do that because you don't want to be in a position where you can potentially sell your vote. That's right. why they can't give you a receipt saying how you voted. But to say that they received your vote and you can check the status that it is received in your supervisor of elections office or whatever. Yeah.
Speaking of the virus, the yes. LA Times was reporting this, and then Lawrence O'Donnell had something to say. They reported, with masks at the ready, ICE agents make arrests on first day of California coronavirus lockdown. Oh, and yeah. Lawrence O'Donnell said, we have a shortage of masks, and this is how Trump wants to use them.
Wow. Oh my!
This
God.
Is just
this is
sick.
Sickening. Really sickening. They, you know, there are proposals to stop, you know, mortgage payment, to stop everything for a couple of months. I put out a tweet today that this is the perfect time to hit the reset button. Just wipe out all debt globally.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I mean, look, we could use a reset. We could use a global reset. Right now is the perfect time to do it.
I have some good news for you.
Yeah.
Want good news?
Yes.
It's not good enough, but it's good.
Okay.
Former Representative Duncan Hunter was sentenced Monday to 11 months in prison.
Yes, yes, yes. That is good news. At least it's something good. Let yeah. him rot in jail. I have also yeah. some good news. Ooh. Benny Gantz, who yes. is the blue and white party head in Israel, has been tasked with forming a government because Benjamin Netanyahu lost his third election. And three times he failed at putting together a government. So now it's up to Benny Gantz. So Netanyahu yep. will not be in charge in Israel going forward. So that's a very good thing.
That was major. Yes, I also put that tweet out. Uh-huh. I should have saved that one. That is such a good one. I'm yep. so glad you brought that up.
Yep.
Dave Wasserman of Cook Political Report, yeah, he yeah. said the prospect of a major constitutional crisis over the legitimacy of the 2020 election outcome is yeah. now much less far-fetched than the prospect that Donald Trump would be elected president was in 2015.
Yeah, we have no idea what's going to happen. I'm my biggest fear right now is that this virus, I'm not as concerned about millions of people dying, even though that's a distinct possibility, as I am that he's going to use this
yes.
disaster, this global emergency, to not only delay but cancel our election and declare martial law. This
that's
is
my
something
fear.
We need to be on guard against. We can't.
And just
let
to back
happen.
You up, Brian Schatz mm-hmm. said, Schatz. I just don't see how a payroll tax tax cut help someone who is no longer on the payroll.
Exactly. Or to people like me or my daughter who are independent contractors. We don't get a salary. You know, no. I live off donations and my daughter works as an independent contractor. So
I live off my husband.
Well, he's on a salary. So
and he's working from home now.
Oh, nice. Well,
yeah, I love that. Oh. He's working from home because Naked and Afraid can no longer stay in production the way they are. Oh, yeah, so they're doing post-production, which is what he does. Mm-hmm. He's a producer, and he's got an edit bay at home now, and he's writing and doing all that from home.
Right. Wow. It's a new world. It's a new world. Well, I'll be back tomorrow doing my thing as usual. I live off of your donations, so please continue to support the show.
Donate,
please. All right, I'll see you tomorrow, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Bye,
Laffy. Bye. See you tomorrow, everyone. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Bye.